Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Today is the first continuing podcast, the second podcast of the week, the first one we have with Dr. Judy Jasek, and then the other part of my health team, which is Neely Piazza, top pet health nutritionist, is here. Can we hear for Neely Piazza? What's up, Neels?
Not much. What's up there?
Hey, you know what, Neely, we also have What the Raw, which is on our YouTube channel, and we're adding to those videos constantly. We've got a lot of videos out for folks, but there's so many people that have so many questions just about the simple things. One thing that we're going to talk about today is transitioning, because there's still confusion on transitioning from kibble to raw. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Okay. You know how I feel about that.
I know how you feel about that. And I know what you're going to say. But if you have questions for Neely, here on the podcast, just send them to info@rawdogfoodandco.com. And remember, you can work with Neely Piazza. Her regular price is $100, but guess what? If you are a referral, you're hearing this broadcast, you are a Friends Don't Feed Friends Kibble. You are a Raw Squad member. You get Neely's advice for $75. Cha-ching! So nice. You'll just indicate that you are an RDF Co. referral. All right. Neely, how many years you been feeding raw now?
Close to 20. Almost as long as you have.
I know, a long time. But how many certifications do you think you have in nutrition?
I've probably got 20 plus.
Yeah, I was going to say 30. And you're constantly adding to that because, you guys, Neely thinks it's fun to sit home and study about pet nutrition.
I do.
And you work with dogs every single day of your life because you manage a 100 capacity boarding facility. So you see dogs every single day. Coming into the clinic, you hear about their issues, you see their issues. So you kind of are all things pets. I'm not going to just limit it to dogs. I would say dogs is your specialty. None of us can figure out cats. I mean, come on.
The moisture for cats is even more important than it is for dogs. And we all know how important it is for dogs. So cats are notorious for having bladder and kidney issues and crystals and things like that. So yeah, even canned is going to be way better than kibble. Of course, raw would be the best, but kitties definitely need a lot of moisture.
And let's don't confuse dehydrated and freeze-dried with raw. That's not raw. Raw is if you leave it sitting out, folks, it goes bad. Okay, so let's don't confuse those two.
But you have to leave it sitting out for a really long time for it to go bad.
People don't think so, Neely. I had a lady today who one of the comments was, I'm feeding commercial raw or HPP raw, let's call it no bacteria raw, because I feel like the bacteria that grows during the time that it's being thawed out is causing my dog digestive problems.
I think that's a misunderstanding about what bacteria is there, what it's doing, and a total misunderstanding of pathogenic bacteria versus bacteria that is everywhere and beneficial bacteria, which you want that. You want bacteria is everywhere. Bacteria is our friend. The idea that we need to have everything sterile is very detrimental to everybody involved. And there's really, what did I tell you? I left my stuff out on the counter for like 36 hours one time because I, so much so that when it thawed, the tripe had, when I opened it, the packaging kind of popped and I fed it. It was fine. And that was tripe. So the dogs need, I mean, dogs are scavengers. They're hunters and scavengers and opportunists. And this sterile business is, feeding the dogs a sterile diet is very not beneficial for the dog.
Well, I said this to a customer today. I said, look, you're not going to poison your dog by feeding them a raw species appropriate diet. However, you are going to cause issues if you feed kibble. The trust that pet parents put in kibble is...
Yeah, I don't understand that either. You know, people get worried about making the switch, and it's all brainwashing. It's all status quo brainwashing, all that kind of stuff. Because when you think about it, I would be way more concerned about the damage that I could do feeding my dog even one meal of kibble versus, and you know, people get all uptight about, oh, well, this has to be perfect and that has to be perfect, and I don't know the nutritional requirements and blah 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 blah. Well, let me tell you something. I guarantee you 100% you're gonna do a whole lot more damage feeding one meal of kibble than you are feeding a month's worth of not so well balanced raw. You just are. Kibble is crap. It's toxic crap. And raw, even a completely unbalanced raw is going to be better just from the fact that it doesn't have the toxic crap in it that the kibble does.
Right. Right.
So you're not going to, you know, if you're not doing everything, you know, within reason, dogs are adaptable. If they weren't adaptable, they wouldn't still be on the planet, because we've been feeding them this toxic crap for the last 100 years. So, you know, don't get all wound up about that. You, the more you learn, the better you do. And yeah, there's definitely some parameters that you want to fall into, but they're not exact. They're not, it's not rocket science, people. It's not brain surgery. You're feeding your dog.
Yeah, but people try to make it rocket science. I mean, they got their spreadsheets out and all that kind of jazz, and I get it, but I am always shocked at, why didn't you have your spreadsheets out when you were feeding kibble?
When you're feeding kibble. Yeah, do you really trust those people that are formulating that and putting all that toxic crap in there? You really trust them to properly address the nutritional needs of your dog? I don't.
Well, of course they, I think the answer is yes, they trusted him. Look at, it's a gazillion dollar business, Neely. And
yeah,
you know, but it's not because our pet parents are stupid. It's because marketing is slick. And these Mars and all of these companies, Mars, Smucker's, the top dog food manufacturers, pay big bucks to get in your head, because if they get in your head, they're going to get in your wallet. And I, you know, I've always said that I'm going to put this challenge out there to my pet parents. And the challenge is, open up the bag, and if you can find that meat source that they put the picture of on the front, if that meat source is actually inside the bag, looks just like on the outside of the bag, I will eat green tripe, fresh off the plate, raw.
Well, and what people don't put together is Mars is a candy company. I mean, M&M Mars is a candy company, and Smucker's is a jelly company. What the hell do they know about dog food?
They just know how to get rid of.
Yeah, so they're buying up the dog food plants. They're buying up the veterinary clinics. So they own pretty much every aspect of the whole pet world there. So
between the coming and going.
Yeah, between the pharmaceuticals and the food and the vet clinics, they own everything. So they're gonna sell you a line of crap that, you know, keep your dog alive but not healthy. so that they you have to buy their drugs, and you have to feed their prescription food, and you have to go to their vets. So just like the human system, keep everybody alive but sick. That's the whole goal,
right? It's insane. Yep. And we can't wrap our hands heads around it, just like we can't wrap our heads around why Ted Bundy did what he did, because we don't think like that.
That's right.
All right? That's right. All right. So let's talk about this, Niels. One of the biggest misconceptions and confusion that I see out there comes in this. Okay, I'm going to go off of my kibble. I hear you, Dee Dee. I hear what you say. Friends don't let friends feed kibble. I want to be a Raw Squad member, but I'm confused. I'm confused about letting go of this stuff that you say is crap, but I kind of in the back of my mind think it's healthier than raw dog food. So they have a hard time letting go of the kibble. And a lot of people say do a slow transition. You and I would say, oh, all right, Neely, I'm going to be honest. I used to do the same thing. I used to say, all right, people do this, you know, transition slowly, blah, 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 do this meatball transition. And actually, Dr. Becker said that for the longest time.
Yeah.
But you really talked me through this and said, look, this is a perfect storm waiting to happen.
Waiting to happen.
All right. Yeah. So let's, before we get to that, let's talk about what is your recommended, giving away your secrets right here, giving away your stuff. But what's your recommendation for switching from kibble to raw, and why do you recommend it?
Okay. So for a transition for a normal adult dog, fast for 24 hours and switch. Just switch. I've transitioned a lot of dogs personally, puppies too. Fast them for 24 hours, not the puppies, but just a regular adult dog. Fast 24 hours, get all that kibble out of the system, and the dog should be a little bit hungry. Some of them don't know exactly, you know, some of them go immediately right away. Some of them are like, I don't know what this is, and when I try to eat people food, I get yelled at or in trouble or something. So I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to do with this, but you're giving it to me and I'm hungry, so okay. That fasting period kind of helps clean out the system. So the reason you want that is you don't, the perfect storm we're talking about, there's kind of two arguments, and people will say that we'll argue against both of them one way or the other, but let me tell you what they are and then I'll tell you why I believe it. So the first one is that kibble and raw will digest at different rates. So if you introduce the two into the system at the same time, you're going to have the starch carbohydrate laden kibble slowing down the digestion of the raw. So as it's moving through the system, it's going very slowly, and it's allowing all bacteria to proliferate. And the bacteria I'm talking about is actually the bacteria in the kibble, because the kibble is providing the sugar and the starch to feed the pathogenic bacteria, right? So that's the issue right there. So you end up with a bacterial overgrowth, the dog gets sick, gets diarrhea, gets serious Hershey squirts, the person goes running to the vet puts them on antibiotics and says, don't ever feed raw again, and it was such a traumatic experience, they don't. The other argument is about the pH change, which it all kind of runs together. But so when kibble goes through the system, it alkalizes the pH throughout the whole system, right? So that doesn't allow the raw to be digested properly. And so again, you end up with an overgrowth of bacteria, undigested stuff, stomach upset, you get the pukes, you get diarrhea, you get all that kind of stuff. So those are two quote unquote scientific reasons not to mix them, that, you know, people will say, well, that's been debunked and that's a myth and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's fine if that's what you think. I've actually read the articles about it. But the main reason that I believe that is because I've seen it happen. And every dog that I've ever had issues with transitioning, I have found out that the person has been feeding kibble in addition to. So the dogs that transition clean and cold turkey, like I tell them to, don't have issues. The ones that don't, those are the ones that I have issues with. Now, not every dog is going to have a problem with that, but the ones that have issues, that's you can always trace it back to that. So that's the reason that I'm 100% on that bandwagon, because all my problems have come from mixing.
So the funny thing about it is that I'm the one that gets a phone call. Is this a bad batch? No, hell no, it's not a bad batch.
Right?
Get the sugar and the kibble out of your dog's diet.
And that means treats too. Don't be giving them milk bones and all that other kind of, you know, any kind of grain-based, anything like that. It's you're shooting yourself in the foot. Why feed a good diet if you're going to screw it up with nasty treats? That's totally backwards. And you're totally setting your dog up to fail by doing that. So,
you know, I hear people say, well, I just give them a little bit of kibble. And I'm like, why? Why do you just give them a little bit of kibble?
Yeah, why? And the main thing that I hear people say that is, well, I'm worried about it, about my meal not being complete and balanced. And I'm like, oh my God. So that's a whole nother talk I think we've had multiple times. But that's a bunch of BS. Get over it. The kibble is crap. Crap. You're screwing up everything you're doing by feeding raw when you're including
so that in that it. Just right that tells you right there that marketing has done a job on us. And
yeah, exactly.
We do these podcasts with Dr. Jasek, we do the videos with Neely, we do Instagram videos, we're talking about stuff on Facebook. Why? We're trying to snap you out of it.
Well, let me add something to what I said about the transitioning too. Now, I'm not saying that if you go cold turkey like I'm suggesting that you do and recommending that you do, I'm not saying that you won't see, you 100% definitely will not see diarrhea or loose poop or a puke here and there. I'm not saying that won't happen, but I'm saying that you won't have a bacterial storm and you won't have a sick dog. Now, personally, I don't know why people get so wound up about diarrhea and pukes. I don't get it. I mean, we'll get a little graphic here, but for one, I'd rather it come out than stay in. That's usually just the body freeing itself of toxins. So you definitely don't want to put a cork in that and slow it down. And that's also why I say fast them for 24 hours, because the best way to stop diarrhea is to just stop putting anything in. Because if there's nothing going in, there's not going to be anything to come out. But
now wait, let me just stop you right there for a second. So, because you said something that I hear pet parents say all the time. So let me just back up. You're saying, all right, fast the dog for 24 hours, let him get all of his kibble crap out, then start on the raw diet. But I just want to make sure that you're not saying this. If the dog gets loose poops on the raw diet, we don't stop and fast them again.
Not during the transition. No, that's not unless you're having like, it depends on the situation, but the majority of the time, no, you need to, in that, I hardly ever see this happen, but sometimes it does. But if you think about it, I mean, nobody's poop looks exactly the same every single day. It depends on what you eat. It depends on what your body is getting rid of. So why people insist that their dog's poop be exactly the same every single day, and if it's a different color or a different consistency or something like that, oh my God, there's something wrong with my dog. No, they're not necessarily. Now, if he's got projectile liquid diarrhea for 5 or 6 days, you probably have a problem. If he's throwing up consistently for multiple days, you probably have a problem. It's most likely not due to the food, other than possibly the food is helping the body purge itself of toxins, but as far as it being in reaction to the food, no, 99% of the time, that's not the case. So no, I'm not saying if you have diarrhea while you're doing the transition to fast again, I'm not saying that. No.
Okay, good. Because I do hear people saying that all the time. It's like, Jiminy Christmas, you're fasting your dog constantly. All right. So that gives our listeners, the information that they need in regards to transitioning. We're not doing a slow transition. We're saying dump your kibble in the daggum trash and get on with your bad self. Get on with the good food. All right. Get on with the raw. All right. So the next episode, Neely and I are going to be talking about this detox process, because sometimes people think their dogs are sick when they're really just detoxing. So that's our next episode. So make sure you tune in for the next episode with Dee Dee and Neely here at the Raw Dog Food Truth. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.